You are now listening to Messy Matt Radio.
Radio. What's up, y'all? Don't we sound so great?
We're back again.
We are back like we never left. We have our new equipment in the motherfucking building. We sounding like we on a quiet storm. Next up is the quiet storm. And it's not even time for that yet. I just like hearing myself in these headphones. Shout out to this mixer that we ordered because it got us sounding so ready. We got our own air button, meaning we going live. What up, miss?
I can't hear shit. That's what's up.
Well, it'll be okay. We're going to call and we're going to get a replacement. One of our headphone jacks isn't working, so she's a little salty about that, but it'll be just fine because I know that we sound A1. So, yeah, before we get the night started off, I keep on saying night. Thank you guys for listening to us, whether you are waking up in the morning, rolling that backwood up to start your day, whether you're waking up lighting that sage to clear your energy, whether you're on your way home. Stuck in that fucking rush hour.
Right. Horrible rush hour traffic. I'm stuck in it Monday through Friday.
Yes, it's terrible. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to Messy Mac Radio. We have a very interesting show for you guys tonight. There's a lot of stuff going on with these celebrities. You know, our girl, April Jones.
Whose girl?
The girl of the day.
Oh, because you said our girl. Yeah. Talk, it's a lot about April Jones. She just hot in the media.
Yeah, very much, very, 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 very hot. Too hot to trot.
Yeah, I seen her little court case or whatever when she had to go to court with her BD, as she called him. Her baby Zaddy, yeah. You know, she basically got, I don't know if it was like a fire or what from that little show. Not Loving Hip Hop, though.
Oh, the podcast.
Yes. He told her, listen, we basically need to part ways.
Yeah, she was dropping the ratings because she's boring.
And she kept, you know, leaving when the fuck she wanted to. I mean, we all got kids, but you got to make ways around that. I take care of 4 motherfucking kids, and I got to make way around it.
Of course you do. Because you ain't no punk-ass bitch like her.
Tell me.
You don't have to play the victim.
Go to school.
Have to play the victim like April.
And a podcast, and I get it done.
She get it done. She get it done, unlike April.
She's definitely making excuses and playing victim. She wants to make so many excuses to justify her and Fizz's relationship. And he wants to justify it as well. We was never cool. We ain't friends. Okay, you just want to fuck his baby mama.
Okay, well, the proof is always in the pudding, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and play this clip for you guys. And let's talk about it after we hear it.
He just didn't want to be in a relationship with me no more.
When you went through all of that, that's when you and Drew became real close prior?
Yes. Drew has been there. When I am deranged, when I have not had no sleep, when I'm falling into a depression, when I'm literally about to lose my mind, he's like, I'm coming over, I'm about to get these kids, I'm going to take them to the park, you need a rest.
Was y'all cool when you and Amari was together? Was you and Drew cool?
Yeah. People don't understand that relationship with me and Drew. That man is the one reason why I'm still standing here. Drew chose to do what was right because he saw that I was dying. Girl, I was literally that skinny, not eating, drinking my life away, like going through it.
Well, that makes me like Drew more now. You know, that's what's up. I like to hear real doing real things, you know? And that's like, that's cool. So I
can't. Mm.
Sit your ass down.
She said he came home and didn't just want to be with her no more.
I was dying.
Listen, so you didn't see it coming?
He probably was tired of that shit. Like on TV, she tried to play, when she first was out, she tried to play like she was just this good, sweet girl. And then all of a sudden this season, I feel like we got the real her. He probably was tired of that shit. Like, bitch, you know you a hood rat. Let the whole world know. You a hood rat. Drew's been there for me.
I was dying. I was drinking every day. I was not eating. I was dying. He just saved me from dying. He's the only one that kept me from dying.
You should have never got cool with the bandmate. I don't care if they allegedly wasn't homies or not.
Exactly. When they were supposedly cousins.
Yeah. What the fuck happened with that? They was cousins. Then all of a sudden, no, we ain't never got along. It always was beef. So you talk to his baby mama. Yeah, nigga, he saw through that shit.
That song was about Fizz. I mean, that song was about him. Man, what's going on with you? This was Fizz. Why you treating like you do? When you know April.
And Omarion probably wasn't even a bad dude. He probably just got tired of her bullshit. Some people just don't want to deal. I don't know what kind of bullshit she was on.
But for her to say he came home one day.
And was different.
Nah, you seen the signs.
It was stuff building up, girl. He wasn't just different one day. He was tired one day. That's what the fuck happened. Because the world sees shit. I'm getting tired of your motherfucking ass. Mm-hmm. And I only done seen you on a few episodes this season. April.
Yeah, she's a totally different person from who she was when she first came
home.
And she was on the side of the stage and shit.
Yeah, acting like, oh, I'm just this good girl, knowing she was a fucking whore. Okay.
Because Fizz kept her from dying. He's the single-handedly person who's kept her alive, not her fucking kids. Did you notice she didn't say that?
Exactly.
It wasn't for the kids that kept her alive.
And God didn't guide her path either. It was all Fizz, because he's the almighty. The almighty
Fizz. He said God wasn't in it either.
Yeah, he didn't have shit to do with that. It was just all Fizz.
Mm-hmm.
And then where do you think Fizz came from? Is it because he got fizzy hair? Fizz hair?
Fizzle.
Fizzle? Like the pop Fizz? I mean, where did the name come from?
We got to hit him up and ask him.
We got to hit him up and ask him.
Yeah.
They might even want to talk to us after this.
Who the fuck named
you? It's all love, huh? It's all love.
Who the fuck named you Fizz, fam? Because he was a totally different nigga on Marriage Bootcamp. Like, he was crying and shit.
He always just be on some bullshit. In the Marriage Bootcamp, he was with the op.
He sure
was. The bitch that was talking all that crazy shit about Moniece.
Sure was. Wow. He ended up leaving her.
He just needs to make better decisions, bro. Like,
that's that Fizz.
Now you was in love with her. Now you in love with April. All right.
At the end, it's going to be the last episode. I don't care what anybody says. Me and April, we going to be together. Stay tuned.
We're going to see how long that lasts. Because I think if Omarion wanted her back the way she sounds, she would take her back. He just didn't want me no more. So you still want him. And girl, did you see that video of him? He put a video on Instagram. Girl, abs, glistening, oil. Shiny telling people about getting their health together and being in the gym, and you could tell it was like a thirst trap. Somebody was like, I'm getting pregnant just looking at this shit. Girl.
I just start breathing hard myself.
He was sun kissed from the gourds.
Yes, that melanin.
The melanin was pop.
Okay, Carrie Hilson. Don't call it a comeback. I mean, that's some fake ass applause, because when she quit the music game, she was talking cold cash.
She got blackballed and shit, right?
Talking cold cash motherfucking shit.
Talking what the about fuck how you want from me.
What the fuck you want to say to me? Huh? The fuck you got to say to me, huh? She basically saying she ready to come back. She been working hard. Coming to push this shit. See, my thing is, everybody can't handle the fame.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Sometimes it's too much.
It maybe had gotten too much for her. Maybe it felt like she was not being recognized. Because I remember when she first came out, she was sexy. She was pretty. She was laid back. She could sing.
She still looked good.
She does. I'm not taking that away with her. But what
you
I'm
said
saying
was, it was past tense. She is.
I'm sorry. She is still a beautiful woman. very beautiful. But what I'm saying is her image, she changed her image up drastically mm-hmm. towards the end of her career. She went from, you know, pretty girl rock to fucking humping on the goddamn floor.
Because she probably thought that's what people wanted to see. In this day and age, they want you to gyrate your hips.
Exactly.
Pop that.
Mm. That's what she thought they wanted to see. So she did that, and it made her feel so bad after she did it because she's like, that's not me. I don't do that.
She seems true to herself.
Yeah, and I'm proud of her. So I'm just happy that she's coming back because she's a very beautiful voice out here. She's a great writer. So just be prepared. If bitches talk shit, Carrie, come at them with a diss song, nigga.
Yep. Straight and I'm going to download it on my Apple Music.
Yeah, download Apple Music. Why you on I had a brain for it or a tongue tie. But while you're on Apple Music, go ahead and download Messy Mac Radio. Because we're on there. We're on Spotify. We're on Anchor. We're on Google Podcasts. You know, just a couple major things we doing here. And we sound so goddamn good. Like we sound really good.
Subscribe so you can get notifications.
Yes.
When we've uploaded a new video.
Yes.
Well, audio.
Audio.
Mm.
We sound so good.
Shout out to the Mac Lou Maid Room. Mm-hmm. Book her.
Book me.
Look, I was waiting for you to say something.
She was waiting for me to finish my ad, but like she was saying, book an appointment with the Mac Lou Maid Room. If you're in the Kansas City area, shit, if you're outside of the Kansas City area, pull up.
Yes.
And come get treated and not cheated.
Waxing, facials.
Everything.
She got me together. Yeah. Arch my eyebrows, wax that unsightly chin hairs.
Mm. But yeah, go ahead and book your appointment. We got some specials coming up. Products are getting pumped out next week. So just make sure you guys come and see me at the Mac Lou Maid Room where you can come relax and relate. Okay, Fetty Wap got married.
He got married to his new boo.
His new boo.
She's cute.
She was a beautiful woman.
Yeah, I seen that.
Did they have a kid? Or is she just...
I just seen that it was the new boo, so I was assuming that, you know, he didn't marry any of his multiple baby mamas.
Oh, he sure didn't marry Masika. Masika
Kalisha.
We're
not going to get on Masika Kalisha. She probably
She's
mad.
Still using his nigga, this nigga name for clout, man.
She probably mad that he didn't choose her, but I don't know. I just, even when I had a kid, I was kind of picky.
Girl,
just,
she was on this movie on Netflix, girl. The movie was hella low budget. And why she have on one of the dresses she had on from Love and Hip Hop?
You remember how they did it with her for ran down ass shoes she had on Love and Hip Hop? Zell did her.
Ooh, Zell did her scandalous.
Look, he commented on the picture in the shade room. Shout out to the shade room. He says, somebody's going to be salty. I automatically knew who he was talking about. He was talking about Masika Kalisha with the nasty heels.
Ooh, the nasty heels and the shoes was leaning.
Yeah, because you know
she had them for years. She had those for years. Them was the ones that wasn't put together. One was at the bottom of the closet. One was under the bed.
Mm.
She had to dig for those.
And she's a beautiful woman.
I wonder how she looked before she started touching.
Putting that shit in her lips.
Yep.
Yeah. She showed some pictures, though, on Instagram when people were talking about her lips. And she was like, I always been pretty. And she did have some little lips. But I don't know why she did the whole fish thing with her lips.
They usually do that. Thank God for blessing me and my mom with nice, luscious lips, because I have her lips. So thanks, Mom. Thanks, God. 927, baby! My motherfucking nigga, Yeezy.
So he dropping it off on Lil Wayne's birthday. It was 927. 82, baby dude, Charity Hospital, a.k.a. the City Zoo. No. Okay. Yeah.
So... She always is low-key hating on Ye.
Hey, I ain't saying nothing negative.
She's being
passive-aggressive
right now.
Don't start.
Because when I brought up Ye, she started talking about somebody else to try to change the subject. But like I said, my nigga Ye.
What's the name of the album he dropping?
Hold on, let the applause get down. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so yeah, Ye, if y'all know who Ye is, Kanye West will be dropping a new album.
Called Jesus is King.
Sit your ass down.
Now, is he talking about our Lord and Savior? Or is he...
Is that our Lord and Savior?
Is he talking about himself being Jesus? Because you know he's so arrogant.
If he was talking about himself, he would have said Jesus.
Oh, he's already done that.
But he didn't name his album that. He's Jesus walks doom doom with me, with me, with me.
You better get on with that shit.
We got to get that effect on there. You got to... But the sit your ass down was better.
Yeah.
Because, come on. Now, I can say.
Shout out to Kanye.
Shout out to him being
I'll
a fucking
I'll probably download that shit on my Apple Music.
Genius. He's a musical goddamn genius. I watched the goddamn video. Ooh, I watched the goddamn
so
video.
Dry.
She's a fucking
Ooh,
hater.
So dry in this room.
She is a hater. Oh, my God. Oh my God. So can I get at least 20 seconds to talk about my nigga yet?
No, 10.
Without you interrupting. You can't even stop talking.
I'ma stop. 10.
Is she really over here counting? Y'all, Mess is a hater, man. She don't like nobody who I like, and she over here counting with her little ugly fingers. So she irritates. Anyway, go get Ye, man.
Shout out to Kanye.
New album.
I'll get it on my phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can still come home. You know that, right? Miss hating on you, but it's cool.
It's all love. It's
Hopefully
all love.
One day we can have him on our show. And yeah. Then you can talk that shit then, nigga.
Yeah.
See what the fuck you gonna say, nigga?
It's all love.
Exactly. It ain't no goddamn love. That nigga gonna come with that shit played, ready, on deck. Like, well, remember,
he's a good Christian God-fearing man now. He ain't gonna say shit to me.
Mm-hmm. She's always hating on Kanye. Don't fuck
Next up.
Let's give a shout out to Symptoms Clothing Line. Where you can be the cure. Right now, fall's coming up. Well, it's basically here if we can get past this goddamn heat for another week. Like, I'm tired of it. But it's getting a little chilly at night. So, go on and follow Symptoms on Instagram. And make sure when you spell Symptoms out, both S's are replaced with money signs. Dollar signs, to be exact. They have hoodies available. And long sleeve shirts getting you ready for that fall weather. So check Symptoms out on Instagram and be the cure.
Like an ad.
Like an ad. That's my partner too, man. So support black business. Because black business supports you. Real shit though. So let's talk about this topic of the night. And just to remind y'all that
you are now listening to Messy Matt Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, my baby.
Oh, no. That's my baby, too. 23. I used to call Cassidy 23 because she always used to have her tongue sticking out. Like, what is you doing? Like, really to the side, hanging out like Michael Jordan. So I used to always call her 23. That was my baby back then. She still is now. But she was funny as hell back then.
Mm-hmm.
We'll argue with you and not say one real word, but she gonna get with you. She gonna She was so cute, y'all. She still is, little peanut. So the second half of our show, let's bring in this topic. So we have a new segment that, you know, we have popped up in the game, and it's called What If. And this is going to be a segment that we do on every couple shows where we hypothetically speak on a situation. So today's topic is, what if you could actually handpick your child's parent?
Now, see, you're going to have to let the people know what you're talking about, because people handpick their child's parent when they fucking unprotected and get pregnant.
That's not necessarily true. You're picking them, but you're not solely, I'm saying as far as, okay, so let me back it up, back it on up. What I mean is if, like, let's say, hypothetically speaking, there was this place, right? And you could go to this place and say, I want to have a baby. But I'm in a marriage and my husband can't have kids, or I can't. Just some kind of way to where your mate is not able to fulfill your need as far as having a child. So you can go and pick, basically like women do at the sperm bank.
Yeah. And then they see like different characteristics, personality traits, which could be false. Because you heard about that man that got like 50 kids because he was putting his sperm in people. It was a doctor. He was putting his sperm in people. They actually got a show about to be coming out that I seen, and it's real.
He was putting his sperm in people.
Women was coming to get sperm donors. They was picking who they wanted, and this man used his own sperm. And they found out, and he had multiple children. Like, I want to say it was like 50, maybe more. And he took a whole picture, like, with all his kids, because come to find out, he didn't inject his sperm. Like, oh, they want to get pregnant. Let me give them my shit.
Wow. So did he do it out of a labor of love? Like, fuck it. I'm a doctor. I'm smart. I'm tall.
I'm not sure. Because that kind of, when I heard about it years ago, it kind of creeped me out. Because I'm like, if people picking who they want by their pictures, why is you putting your sperm in them? But hey.
But I'm saying it's certain things that you have to look for. Like, yeah, bitch can say, oh, yeah, basically my nigga ain't shit. So I don't want, or let's think about it from a family standpoint. Let's say your boyfriend's family is crazy as fuck. Like, everybody's crazy. Everybody got problems. Everybody just ain't motherfucking can't get right.
So your kid gonna have problems.
Exactly. But what if you had the choice? And let's say you love this man so much, but you just one of those things. I don't see me having your baby. It ain't that, you know, your problems are my problems, and I'll be damned, and I'm going to be the only motherfucker dealing with your problems. I don't want to recreate you. You know what I'm saying?
See, me, and I feel like I wouldn't mess with that person if I can't see me physically having children with them, unless I was non-sterile.
But we're not talking about what you would do. This is a hypothetical. Hypothetically speaking. What I mean by hypothetical speaking, like, we know what common sense would tell us to do. But we're living in the fantasy world right now. And let's switch up the gear. So if you could have your ideal child's father, because we know your husband definitely is for Macy. But we're saying if you had the choice, what would you want?
So you saying if people pick the characteristics of the people they date, which people can do that. People can deliberately go out and meet people that they want to meet and be with that person that they want to have a child with. Hypothetically speaking, say I was sterile, I couldn't have a kid. My husband married me, and say he wants a woman, his kid, to have green eyes. So he picks a surrogate with green eyes. But say if that baby come out and she don't have green eyes.
I mean, certain genetic things, it's like a 50-50 chance. So yeah, some you stuff you take a risk.
Cause like my second child looks a lot like her father, and her grandmother, and my first baby looked like me. So it's kind of like you never know. Character traits. My first baby acts a lot like her dad. Yeah. So I can get what you're saying. Hypothetically, if you can pick personality traits, I can understand that. What would you do if you could pick your ideal mate?
Well, like you said, I would definitely try to already have that established before I
marry.
I said,
well, say your husband can't have kids and you both want to create a super baby. He wants to use your eggs, but y'all want to pick a male. What would you pick? Who would you pick?
It would have to be, because it wouldn't be my motherfucking father, so I feel like he would have to pick.
You wouldn't want him to pick the character traits? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, since he couldn't.
He's
do
the
it.
One that's sterile, and I mean.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And no sex has to be involved in any of this.
Yeah, because they can inject it. They can.
They'll just inseminate me.
They can get a woman's egg and inseminate it with the husband's sperm, or they can get, you know, vice versa. You know, get a woman's egg from someone and insert it with the husband's sperm. So. Mm. It's an interesting topic when you think about it. Cause
very interesting.
Some people want to pick the character traits of their children. And I'm a firm believer, like, kids come out looking like you, but they pick up traits from their other family members as well.
Of course. And that's why you have to know the family.
Yeah. Because explain to me how me and my husband Dark and my baby Caramel.
Caramel.
Genetics.
Yep, genetics.
Jumping back.
From somewhere. Yeah, most definitely. I agree with that. I would definitely suggest that you do not have children by anyone who you have not met their family.
That is true.
If you have not met their family, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to be getting calls from the school.
I just wish that y'all would actually email us and give us some input.
Yeah.
Like, tell us what y'all think.
They might be listening better now since we sound so much better.
Yeah, they might be listening better now.
Yeah, because we sound better.
Because you can email us.
And you can email us, and you can also be a guest.
Yeah, you can. You could call in now.
Yeah, you'll be able to call in very, very.
Call in and be on air with us.
Be on air with us. So, we would love to have you. So, yeah, back to the topic. So, yeah, like I said, don't have no damn kid by nobody you have not met their family.
Yeah, because what if you never met their family and they was full of serial killers and shit? Mm. Like, nobody that graduated high school, no kind of education, just what would you do? And then your kid come out, you wondering why your kid fucked up.
Because you didn't do your goddamn research.
I'm telling you, we all make mistakes, but... Yeah.
It's just a whole nother human being. You know what
I
mean?
It is, and you have to raise them as a mother, even if the dude dip out.
Yeah, so it just depends. Like, I don't have any children, and I get so motherfucking tired of people always talking about, yeah, because you ain't got no kids. You know, people, every time I go some motherfucking way, I'm a really personable person. I held a conversation, you know, be nice. And the question always comes up, especially if somebody that has known me for a while or knew me from back in the day. You don't got no kids? No, ma'am. No, sir. How old are you? 30. Do you want kids? Mm-hmm. Like, damn, is it a problem because I wasn't busting it open early? Or
people
I'm just being...
kids at 40-something, 50 nowadays.
I'm not saying it's going to be 40-something, though.
But I'm just saying, people do. You're still young enough to have kids. And
yeah.
It's not nobody's business.
I'm just being calculated with my life right now. So
maybe
I'm
you want to go on a few more trips.
I'm going to go on many, many more trips. So a few is not going to cut it. Like, I need to be done doing everything until... I'm ready to settle down and be fucking still for at least 3 years because I want to be with my kid.
Kids will definitely humble you and have you sitting down.
Yeah, like sit me the fuck down to where I'm on maternity leave for 3 years.
Listen, I got humble quick. I used to be stingy. My first baby changed the fuck out of that. She's like, Mama, can we have some? Can we have some? I'm like, seemed like she could be in the room and she hear that ch-ch opening up a bag and here she go. I like them kind of chips.
Kids really, really will sit your ass down and I'm ready to do that. I just got to be very careful what I do. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly.
No, motherfucker, I mean. No, motherfucker, I mean. No, seriously, like. Just because somebody don't have children, because I'm not the only person that I know that doesn't have children, but it's very fucking offensive to always wonder when a motherfucker's having a kid. You worry about when you having your next baby or if you having any more. It does not mean that, you know.
I'm scared to have another baby.
I'll have your next baby for you.
I'm scared to have another child.
Sit your ass down.
That's exactly what a kid gonna do.
Sit your ass down.
Like, bitch, you need another baby. Exactly. Sit the fuck down. You're doing too much.
Just goddamn much. But yeah, I know when I become a mother, I'll be an excellent mother. I have a lot of love to give. I'm very knowledgeable on the development of a child and how much love they need. Try to keep them trauma free. Trauma and drama free.
And that's what I want to do for my children, because drama and trauma taint them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
Make them a kind of disturbed adult.
Disturbed adults, cold-hearted, actually. Yeah. Very cold. Whole fucking wheels and walls up. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it like that.
I'm sorry, but it sounds like we on the motherfucking radio.
I know, right?
It's so clear. I can't hear it now.
I told you, man. We was going, they should be ready to listen now.
Yes, yes. We didn't invest that money into this. God now damn listen it. To us.
Yeah, god damn it.
We ain't born.
We ain't born at all.
We appreciate the people that have been listening and any new listeners that want to listen in.
Please, like we said, go download us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts. Go ahead and go to www.dripordrown.com. Shout out to my homegirl, my baby cakes, Miss Tastes Like Kiwi, out of Long Beach, California. My girl done opened her up a boutique online, honey. The slogan is, you get expensive taste on a low budget. And this is nothing over $40, y'all.
That sounds like a deal to me.
So go ask that nigga for that $40. Mike, you get you an outfit or two on Drip and Drown. Drip or Drown, I'm sorry.
Yes.
So yeah, if you're in the Los Angeles, California area, because we do have some listeners in California. Ha ha ha. Let's give it up for that. We got these different states listening to your girls. But if you make an order, the first 5 orders, you get a free pop socket for your phone.
Okay,
you know
I'm gonna have
saying?
To check that out.
Everybody need one of them, cause a bitch like me, my hands be crippling up, and phone be falling all out my hands, screen be cracked. Shout out to T-Mobile for them warranty on my screen protector.
Right,
cause I break it and I replace it.
You break, you buy.
But yeah, y'all go check out DripperDrown.com. Shout out to the homie, she keeping y'all laced up for under $40. And yeah, go check her out.
Okay, so we doing ads. Shout out to Spray Can Automotive.
Automotives.
He get you right.
He'll get you right. He didn't fix 2 cars I had about 4 times.
He didn't fix me up a car that I done bought.
Mm-hmm.
And that baby got me all the way to California. And then I gifted it to my cousin and she drove it for 2 years.
Yes.
So let me tell you, he'll fix it up right. Yeah.
Go to spraycanautomotives.com. Fill out the intake form, what you need, what your car is, make and model, what you need done. And he'll call you back as soon as he can. He's in such high demand right now that it'll be a few weeks before he can take some new customers. But if that's around the time you get paid and you fucked your shit up and you don't want to ride around looking stupid in a bucket, head down to Spray Can Automotives and ask for Jerome.
Hey. Okay.
Shout out to Jornito.
Tequila. Jornitos.
Me and Miss love Jornitos. It's very good with Minute Maid pink lemonade.
And Sprite. I prefer mine with Sprite. But the Minute Maid lemonade is fire as well.
I think she prefers all her liquor with Sprite.
Patron, Evian, Jornitos, Camarina, and Remy with Sprite.
Aren't those the only liquors that you drink unless you going back to that Captain shit?
Captain what?
That shit we used to drink.
That shit we used to drink at Lifestyle with the slave owners on the bottle.
We used to drink whatever. That was on the boat. That cheap ass vodka. Tell me you remember that.
Yes.
And it would have all type. And that's back when my liver used to take a fifth of that shit. Mm-hmm. I used to drink a fifth and wake up somewhere that I did not know how I got there. Oh, God. No.
She's a wild one.
I mean, she was a wild one.
Well, evidently somebody liked it. You being wild at Langston, they put a ring back on then. It.
You know what I'm saying? Was being real wild with him, girl.
That nigga remembered that shit. Did I tell y'all that Miss got married on the low right up under my motherfucking nose and this bitch lied?
On April Fool's Day, this everybody thought it was a joke.
Her eyebrows and everything. Not knowing I'm doing her eyebrows for her motherfucking wedding, bitch.
But did I lie or did I just not disclose information?
I asked you what you was about to do.
And I told you that I was getting ready for my graduation. That was not a lie. I just didn't disclose information.
Whatever.
We got married at the Jackson County Courthouse.
She snuck and got married on the nigga dog.
Yeah, we're going to have a real wedding in 10 years.
I was about to say on their 10th year.
Oh, no, not 10 years. It's actually going to be like 6 years from now.
Oh. 4 years?
It's about to be 4 years on April 1st, 2020.
Congratulations!
Time flies.
Time ain't shit. It don't mean nothing because in the blink of an eye, you done had a kid.
Girl, yeah.
Got Slim Fine on us.
Girl, yeah.
Had that comeback.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. So.
I love these mics. Oh, I love them too.
She got the red one. I got the blue one, of course.
But I got some crab ass headphones, bro. They the Beats by Dre, so all and deal, all deal. Hopefully, I can hear out of them soon.
Yeah, we're beginning a splitter.
Yes, I love this.
You love it?
This was a great investment. At first, y'all, I was complaining, like, why the fuck I need to come out some more money for that?
Being cheap as fuck.
Yeah, I'm frugal. I won't call it cheap. I'm frugal.
Cheap as fuck. Cheap as a motherfucker. Is there another way to say cheap?
Frugal. Invest wisely.
Tight pockets.
Except
rest
loose
in peace
change.
To Victor Byers. Oh, I didn't even say. I just wanted to say that he was a legend. A legendary man in my neighborhood. This was probably one of the funniest people that I've ever made in my life. I'm sorry, ever met in my life. He passed away. His funeral was packed. I just can't really explain it. Like, the amount of people that showed up in the church was huge. It still wasn't enough room for everybody. So, just thank you, everybody, for coming out to show this man love and lay him to rest. He was definitely a special man. He was a good man. And my condolences go out to his family. I've been knowing this man since I could probably walk on my own because he literally stayed on my same block as me my whole life. So my condolences go out to the Byers family. So y'all stay strong. We gonna miss Doc because he was definitely one of a kind. So yeah,
rest in peace.
Rest in peace. So back to what we was talking about.
We still missed the topic.
Which one?
We didn't talk about Antonio Brown and allegations. These messy allegations.
Did you see what he was saying?
I read a little bit how another woman's came out and basically said, I mean, I don't know if it was the first one or the second one. It said when she was painting a portrait, he came out ass naked with like a towel or a shirt over his genitalia. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, okay, so was she painting him? Was she supposed to paint him and he just thought he was supposed to be ass naked? Like, I don't know. You going to pull up the facts?
Oh, I'm pulling up the fax machine.
Shout out to the Shade Room. We get a lot of our information from the Shade Room.
We do.
And other sources, but a lot of them are from the Shade Room. And I listen to Hot 103 Jams, so I get some of my information from there.
Well, they just said a second woman is accusing Antonio Brown of sexual misconduct. The new accuser claims he inappropriately propositioned her at his Pennsylvania home back in 2017. The unnamed woman said she hired her to paint a mural for him when he was playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, according to the New York Post. During the incident, she claims he stood behind her fully naked, holding a small towel over his genitals while she was painting. She added that their professional relationship was done, and she rejected his advances. He was flirty with me, but I paid him no mind because I was there on business. Plus, I had already seen him with multiple girls in the short time I was with him.
So she fucked, and now she ashamed.
She was mad.
She ashamed.
I was about 40% done.
She was 40%.
Wait a minute. I'm reading it like I should do it. I was about 40% done on the second day, and I'm on my knees painting the bottom, and he walks up to me butt-ass naked with a hand cloth covering his clit. The link below to read more.
Hold on. Covering his okay, hold on. You mean click the link below. Girl, when you yeah, say you covering his, I'm like his clit.
You fucked it up. It was supposed to roll into click the link
below. I
thought
you said his clit.
So, first of all, bitch, I know you motherfucking lying. He ain't covering that motherfucker with no hand towel. Maybe a face, maybe a not no goddamn
maybe a body towel. I don't think a body most body towels don't cover African American males' genitalia. Wouldn't.
She said she was 40% done the second she was on her knees painting.
So she was already in the proper position. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
She was mad.
I don't want to be like that because if it is true, then
what
maybe
did the
we
first
sound
one
wrong.
Say?
Maybe we sound wrong if it is true. But at the same time, I want to know why the fuck these women wait so long to come out. It's 2019 and you're talking about something from 2017. Why didn't you address that in 2017?
Because
why is this Me Too shit?
Because Me it Too. Didn't fucking happen.
That's like if you be
they
like, girl.
They always trying to get these athletes with rape charges. Get them
stuff.
On some
And then it don't sound like
shit.
Rape if he ain't even touch her. He came out and he thought you was ready to fuck, so he shoot his shot. He shot his shot. You didn't take it. You left. Now, maybe if he touched you inappropriately, put his hands on you in a way that you didn't like, okay. But I don't know. If he came out naked and was very suggestive, if he was maybe aggressive, I could call it possible rape, attempted rape. But he didn't touch you and he just came out naked. I don't know if that's rape. I don't think it's rape. That's just my opinion. But I just don't, I don't get the Me Too, because why this wasn't coming out when it happened. Like, if I'm violated, I'm going to say something that day. I'm not going to wait fucking 2 years later. What about you, Lou?
I'm not waiting 2 minutes.
At all. I'm going to go, and you didn't violate me. I might stab you in the neck.
Exactly.
Popo might not even get called.
Exactly. You're going to be laying there.
Violate me, I'm violating you.
Motherfucker. Mm-mm. Straight like that.
If he did violate those women, I don't want y'all to think that we are like supporting that. But right now, those are just accusations, and
everybody's
we're giving our
opinion. Innocent until
proven guilty.
Yes, most definitely. And that's
unless
just
it's
how,
something to do with my children, then you're guilty until proven innocent, motherfucker.
And speaking of being guilty or okay. innocent until proven guilty, the Shade Room also reported that Usher's sexual assault accuser drops her case against him because the bitch was lying.
People just be, they be wanting that bag. Did you see about Kevin Hart and yeah. how the female trying to sue him talking about he was in on the video? Girl, you know you want, how he in on the video? He got a whole wife at home. Trust me, baby. He don't want his wife to leave him. You probably recorded that video, honey. Mm-hmm. Here it is years later. That happened in 2017. And you was already trying to extort him. And he told on himself. He said, listen, baby, I'm sorry. Basically, he said he done fucked up. The bitch caught him slipping.
So, have you seen A1 lately? He said he looks better than everybody he know.
He keeps saying that with, with his little bangs. Lace front. I think that's a wig. He's just trolling. He trolling. He got money, so anybody with money think they cute. I think anybody with money think they're cute, and I guess it's cute just how you feel about yourself, or is it the physical appearance? What defines cute? Because I've met people, their personality is so beautiful that they are beautiful. So what you think, what defines being cute?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Amen to that. Because some people that like, say, some person that I might think is just fine, Lou might be like, bitch, no, he's atrocious.
But he has a brilliant personality. So I'm sitting up here watching this goddamn video of Dennis Rodman with fucking cigars coming out his goddamn arm. Talking about this is where he keeps his cigars at, looking like some iRobot shit.
So he just added a whole little contraption, putting makeup around it and made it look like it was coming out his arm?
I guess so.
You know, he always been a weirdo.
He need to get his damn nails done.
I always thought he was like,
he looks crazy.
Metrosexual.
I think he like everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe not metrosexual. Maybe very open. Either or, if he is, that's, I mean, kudos to you.
Black China's out here looking like a Halloween costume.
Girl, I thought you was about to say looking like a snack. More, I'm like, bitch, what, a payday? That don't look too good to me.
She don't look like a snack. She look like the food that's at the bottom of the sink after you wash the dishes.
She always looked like a bride of Chucky to me since she fucked herself up. Her mama looked better than her. Oh, no shade. We're just giving our little opinion. It's no hate. I got to say that because you never know who will hear us.
I mean,
we said it. You thought it. Okay, get over it.
We just like assholes.
And we assholes in everyday life, though.
I meant to say our opinions are like assholes. Oh. Everybody got one.
Well, maybe I'm just an asshole in everyday life.
I mean, I don't want to be a self-proclaimed one, but I can be.
I don't self-proclaim. People tell me that.
I can be. My but close friends. I try to articulate myself pretty well. I don't really, you know, try to let people anger me.
I don't want people to anger me, but when they do, it's kind of like a tick, 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 boom. I try to avoid that. I try to avoid that.
I've changed so much.
I'm like medium to anger. It's not very slow, but it's like
a... I'm slow to anger because it's like I'm slow to anger, and then once I get angry, there's no way I'm calming down until I'm fucking ready.
A lot of times I be passive aggressive, Lou. Like, I be passive aggressive where it's like,
I'm very passive aggressive. I learned to be because I didn't used to be.
Mine is like a, if I don't say shit when somebody say some slick shit to me, it's going to play in my head all day. And then here it is 2 days later, I'm saying something. Mm. And then they like, what the fuck you talking about? Like,
what
I'm
the
crazy.
Fuck you got to say to me?
Now I'm crazy because 2 days later, it's still on my mind that I didn't address what the fuck you said to me. Hmm. Now I done said the shit. And I'm crazy. Yeah, see?
Next up is the Quiet Storm. We got that old.
We got some Nuck If You Buck on the way.
Why does she always do that?
If you buck, eh? Nuck If You Buck, eh?
She's fucking irritating. I can never get my thing. But thank you guys for listening to us. If it's morning time, night time, noon time, evening time, sexy time, Mr. Nasty time. For getting ready in the morning to go to that fucking job you hate. Or if you wake up at any time you fucking want to because you're your own goddamn boss. Or if you get up in the morning because you got to be at class. Thank you guys for listening to us.
I forgot to do my ad.
Go ahead. I got one more I forgot to do too. Go ahead.
Shop Execute Customs, where encouragement is key. www.executecustoms.
You guys got any sales going on right now?
Yes, 20% off if you use code YOUSAVE at checkout.
Go shop Execute Customs. Also, make sure you book an appointment with Styles by Fabulous Janae. She's located inside of the one, the only, the Fave Factory Barbershop. And I believe the address is 7142 Prospect. Just walk in. You'll see her. You can't miss her. And tomorrow's her birthday, so hey, let's give a shout out to her. Been knowing her ass all my goddamn life, and she's just a beautiful person.
Inside and out.
Inside and out, and she can do some motherfucking hair, baby.
She slays.
She slay. Virgo season, let's skip these lying ass Libras and hop right to Scorpio season, baby.
We out this bitch.
You are now listening to Messy Matt Radio.
Bye-bye.